Another church, this one thousands of miles away, is also under siege. Well, under physical siege. Thieves in Britain have been stripping the lead roofs and copper gutters of country churches. Then they sell that metal. Prices have reached record highs. Meanwhile, with their roofs destroyed, the churches are now vulnerable to the weather. Vicky Barker reports.
Calling out the changes at St. Nicholas Church, its ancient bells still rung by hand. But the changes in the global marketplace have hit this place hard. In the past 8 months, thieves have stolen whole swathes of the lead roof of this 900-year-old building 5 different times. In fact, Anglican officials ask that we not reveal just where in the English countryside this church is located, because past reports have only triggered more thefts. Chris Pitt of Ecclesiastical Insurance says there's been nothing like this in the 120 years his firm's been insuring England's churches.
Since the beginning of 2007, we've paid over 2,500 claims at a cost of over $20 million. This compares to only about 80 claims in the whole of 2005. We've never seen a trend of theft this serious before.
St. Nicholas long ago exhausted its insurance cover. Now, its tiny congregation has to find thousands of dollars for yet more lead because historic preservation regulations forbid low-cost substitutes on visible areas.
It'll be difficult to raise money if we have to use lead again, because people will say, this is money down the drain, so to speak.
Major General Stuart Watson, British Army retired, fought with the 13th, 18th Hussars on the beaches of Normandy. Now he's joined the uphill battle to save his parish church. Over coffee in the nave, Deputy Church Warden Julia Northway proudly reports not a single service has had to be cancelled, despite near siege conditions.
We've had water, some services pouring through the roof, and we could hardly hear, so we had to rush and get duvets to soften the sound of the water hitting the buckets.
The Church of England is beset by plummeting attendance figures, but the Churches of England remain the cherished center of many rural communities. After the thefts here, local builders donated tar paper to cover the damaged roof, and a number of townspeople offered to help with repairs.
And now, give me a hand. That's it. There you go.
It's a steep climb up a series of narrow ladders to the church roof. Churchwarden John Fothergill surveys the latest damage.
They started off over here with one of the lower roofs.
With the police seemingly unable to stop the thieves, the roof is now bristling with security cameras that send Fothergill text alerts and email images if anything moves on the remaining patches of lead. Only birds so far. Fothergill says it could be a year before restoration can begin.
These are specialist buildings. They were built 800, 900, 1,000 years ago. You can't just repair them with cement and concrete and stuff. You have to have the skilled craftsmen. The skilled craftsmen don't come in a hurry.
And the skilled craftsmen don't come cheap. The demand for lead has been fueled by the booming economies of India and China. But Fothergill says he doesn't blame the people there.
I blame the people over here. They come, they steal, they go. We don't see them. We could train the gargoyles to spy on them. It's funny now, but when we were trying to hold a service and there was more noise from the rain coming through than there was from the singing, you could have cried. You could have cried.
For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker.